Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Melissa, Wendy, and Jessica Jessica from Jessica Shops.
Jessica
Nobody
Shops.
Knows. What's that?
You almost called her Jessica Shops, like that was her name.
So I wonder if people really think, oh my God, her last name is Shops. That is so neat.
What a coincidence that she got into that industry, right? Jessica does more shopping around this town than anybody I know, so she should be able to help you exactly, you know, like pinpoint what a great present for your girlfriend or your wife is, and we'll get you off the hook here. I'm finding myself in the exact same places here. I'm not going to ask you guys for advice because I feel like if I do that without being on the voice disguiser, then it takes away from the credit if I take your advice. That's why I'm putting all these dudes on the voice disguiser.
Gotcha.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, it needs to be your idea.
It has to be your idea as a guy. So none of these guys have requested being on the voice disguiser, but I'm going to put them on anyway. Good morning, Q100.
Yeah, hey, this is Sunny.
Okay.
Hey.
Sunny. All right, so you just tell us what your situation is. Are you married? How long?
Okay.
And all that. And they should be able to tell you exactly what might be a great, appropriate Valentine's Day gift.
First of all, thank you very much. This is like a community service thing for all the guys out there, so we really need it.
It's our community service obligation.
Serious, yeah. Right?
So I've been married 10 years. We have a wonderful relationship. I got 3 kids. But one thing I'm always lacking on is, like, gifts and surprises and thoughtfulness, you know. But we got 3 kids. Basically, what kind of happened to me is my wife kind of wanted to go to the Black Eyed Peas concert. And I think she subtly indicated to me that would be a nice kind of surprise gift for Valentine's, sort of, and I totally missed it. I never even remember the conversation, to be honest with you. And so when it kind of rolled out, she's like, oh, so any tickets or anything coming up? I was like,
oh, no.
Not really.
He blew it.
She's like, I thought you were going to surprise me with Black Eyed Peas tickets together. And so now she's kind of bummed about it, but, you know, basically I want to surprise her with something thoughtful and really that'll kind of, you know, warm up again. I mean, she's a wonderful girl. She'll love me regardless, but I just want to do something good for her. You know what I mean?
Well, are the Black Eyed Peas still in the Southeast, or they've moved
on?
That's
what I was just thinking.
They're in Florida. Because they did, the first part of their tour is all in the Southeast. So the first thing I thought is that if that's what she specifically asked, then you could surprise her by actually taking her to the concert wherever they are now, if they're still in the area.
Do a weekend away?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that way she gets out of town. She doesn't, you know, and the kids are taken care of, so she gets away. And she can relax, and then she gets, you know, and then you can mask it as if you purposely led her to believe you forgot the show here in Atlanta because you wanted to take her out of town for the show wherever it is on Valentine's.
There
See?
It is, man.
That's a great idea, Melissa.
That is a great idea. Okay.
You ready for that?
That's only if they're still here.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
Saturday night? Birmingham.
Oh, my God.
This is done. Our work is done here.
I can do this. This will work.
All right,
and if that doesn't work, next Saturday night?
Saturday night.
Charlotte.
Okay. Oh, next Saturday.
Well, yep, next Saturday is Charlotte.
Do it this weekend.
And if that doesn't work, March 20th, Denver.
Birmingham Saturday night,
what about
my friend.
Hong Kong or Japan or something?
All right, Sonny, so there you go, man.
That's
all right, thank you so much, guys.
That worked out great. We should just let it go now. We should actually end the segment.
I know, but be sure and let her know, look, I purposely didn't get the Atlanta tickets, and I'm sorry that you had to feel like I neglected you, but I really wanted to surprise you.
It's about effort. It's about effort.
That's right.
Don't let the truth get in the way of a good lie on Valentine's Day.
Melissa's very excited about this segment.
I am.
Sex is on the line on this weekend.
That's right. I feel like, you know, I've helped their marriage.
We will call him Sean, and he is on The Voice Disguiser. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm okay.
You just tell us your situation, and with any luck at all, the women will be able to tell you what's a great Valentine's Day present for her.
Okay, well, see, I really don't know what to do because I've been talking to this girl for maybe, I don't know, 3 weeks or so.
Oh.
She doesn't live in town, and we actually have our first date on Valentine's Day, and so it's kind of a weird situation of what to do for that because we're not like dating. We're just like, you know, we've been talking for several weeks, and, you know, it's been really good, but, you know, we haven't even been on a date, so I'm not even sure what you should do in a situation like that.
There are a couple of really high-quality webcams. Because as this relationship progresses and you get more intimate with yourself while you're talking to her, you can see everything really, really clearly.
Jessica, you want to help this guy out? You have any ideas?
Well, the first date is going to be on Valentine's Day, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's great.
And so are you planning on like going out to dinner, or is that what you're asking? Are you asking like what's going to happen when you actually take her out, or do you have no idea if you even want to take her out?
Well, no, I'm taking her out, and it's just, I'm going out to dinner. I've already got a reservation at a nice restaurant.
Smart.
It's just like
nice.
I'm not really sure you know, what the standards are. Should I do anything else? Should I buy her something?
You should definitely get her a couple of things from Victoria's Secret.
No. And wrap the webcam in Victoria's Secret outfits.
First date.
Come on.
I don't know.
No, definitely flowers.
Maybe flowers and a card. And that is enough because you don't want to freak her out.
That would freak
me out if I went on a date with someone after only 3 weeks and they got me like a gift, even if it was a generic gift, like a gift card.
Mm-hmm.
That would just be a little weird. I would say maybe just a card, kind of maybe even a little humor in there. Nothing too serious.
And maybe
funny card, but one rose, not a bunch. Just get one long stem rose with the card, because you can get away with the one long stem rose because it's Valentine's Day. Because I do think she would be disappointed if there was no flower involved in her Valentine's
Day. Something a little special, but something that doesn't say that you're like, you know, going over the top on her.
And change your relationship status on Facebook and print it out and bring it with you.
Oh, my God. Don't listen to Jeff.
In a relationship.
Or put it in a frame.
Yes. Yes. Frame your Facebook status. Or Photoshop her in a picture with you. I can do this.
Put that underneath the Victoria's Secret.
Behind the webcam.
Nice.
And dress like Cupid. Dress like Cupid. To the restaurant, dress like Cupid.
Man, we are so on the money with these.
Yeah, why do we even have girls in here?
Good morning, Q100.
Hey, what's up?
You tell us, man. How long you been going out with this girl? Are you married?
No, not married. We've been dating for, I think it'll be a year next month. And, I mean, things are pretty serious, and I'm just like, it'll be our first Valentine's Day, so I'm just kind of don't want to mess this one up.
Mm-hmm. 1 year. Okay.
Yeah. 1 year. I think it's time for the, photo book.
I was going to say a digital photo album, because you know those digital photo frames, and then just load them up with y'all's favorite pictures throughout the year.
First year together.
Yeah, I think that's cute. That's
the new photo book, Jess. If it's not a photo album anymore, it's digital photo frames.
It's a digital photo frame.
I like a photo book.
Of course, because we took a trip, where we met up in Europe over this past summer.
Perfect.
But he doesn't have time to do the photo book, though.
Yeah, digital photo frame, because then you can load them straight from your computer onto the frame, and it still means something because you had to pick out the photos.
Yeah, and I think here's the key, too, here, dude, is that you have to put the pictures in the frame. You can't just give her the album. All the pictures have to be in them, because you have to, you know, the women want effort, man.
Yeah,
you don't
I mean,
think,
it's
like, she'd be too disappointed, like, if I don't get, like, jewelry or something.
No, I think because women like the effort as well as personalization. So I do think this time, I agree with the women that with the digital photo frame, like, you just have, you know, that you stick into the photo,
the USB
thing.
memory card. Thank you.
And you can have a card, a really sweet Valentine's Day card. So not the humor card this time. It has to be meaningful card. And in there, just talk about how much you've enjoyed being with her this first year and more to come, whatever, depending on your seriousness. And then, and a reflection. I think it's a great idea. A reflection of your year together.
Right. Yeah, especially if they went on a trip.
Yeah.
I mean, that's perfect.
Absolutely.
And something from Victoria's Secret.
With a webcam wrapped inside.
Yep.
Delivered.
You know, actually just bring the laptop and show how you've already installed the webcam.
Actually put the pictures of all the pictures that you've been taking of her that she didn't know about the last year and put them in the album.
Yeah, some of the pictures from your trip to Europe are in the style of Erin Andrews, then you do not want to put those in the frame.
And look, honey, here's the peephole section.
Yeah. Oh, this one's not you. This woman was in the room across the hall. But I thought she was hot.
Oh. Here is Jeremy. Good morning.
I'm single now.
You're on Q100. Hi. Yalo?
Hello?
Go for it.
Hey, me and my girlfriend have probably been together about 2 years. We've been hitting this up and down, on and off patch for about 7-8 months, so it's like a handful of crap.
Okay.
I want to show her, how things used to be, that I'm still here and whatnot. And I did have a surprise where I was going to bring her flowers to her work. Mm-hmm. I texted her friend to find out where she worked, and her friend told her.
Why would she
flower block you like that?
Because she doesn't want her friend to date that guy.
How long have y'all been together?
About 2 years. I mean,
and you didn't know where she worked?
That's what I was going to ask.
Well, she just got a new job. She got a new job at a psychiatrist office.
Okay.
And she's only been working there for about a month or so.
That's crazy.
It's still, anyway.
Really?
Okay. Because I still am confused why you didn't know where she worked. But okay, so the friend screwed up the flower
thing. And the flower thing is, am I right to say the flowers is standard? Like, that's not allowed to be the only gift on Valentine's Day, right?
But if it's omitted, it's noticed if you've been together a while.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I think.
Outside of flowers, they're dating 2 years on and off now, but you are serious about her and you dig her. So, Jess, you don't want to give her any pictures because not all of them are going to be from good times.
The picture idea is probably out. The lingerie, mm-hmm. probably not
the webcam.
Good idea.
Yeah,
you should bring lingerie to her work.
I don't know. Maybe it's time for jewelry at this point.
To make up.
Yeah, nothing major, but just like a token, maybe something.
What's token jewelry mean?
Well, nothing that's too expensive. Like, you don't have to go crazy and buy, like, you know, thousands of dollars worth of jewelry, but like a nice bracelet, you know, maybe a Sephora gift card. No, I don't know. Do you feel comfortable giving jewelry at this point, or is it too on and off where that might be kind of strange?
I think it might be, but I mean, she's not the kind of person that really she likes the thought more than, you know, how much money I spend and how flashy it is.
Like a weekend getaway or something in the mountains, do an activity together. I mean, just to bring your relationship back together.
Yeah. I mean, I was thinking that too.
Because my thought is, because you can't get into specifics about what your issues in your relationship are, but I do think if you want to prove to her that you're still there, that somehow, not addressing it, but I think the gift should have something to do with somehow personalizing it where you just reassure her or you're reinforcing how much you love her, and only you know what that would be. So like a weekend getaway, only you know where that getaway would be that would mean something to her. You know what I'm saying?
Time together. Can't really go wrong there.
You really can't.
Yeah, get one of those little motels on Buford Highway with the vacancy sign that's kind of on and off.
Well, the hourly rate, if you get in a fight, then you don't have to pay for the whole
night. That's right. I mean, you're probably...
do that?
You're probably next to a serial killer, but it's cool.
Yeah,
what about a license plate frame with both of your names on it airbrushed? pink and purple with a fade.
Like from the beach?
In a situation like this, you know, he was saying, she appreciates the sentiment also. So if you're, whatever gift you decide to give, the delivery is going to be very important here. Mm-hmm. So, for example, if you decide to give her a bracelet, then you need to present it like in a jewelry box that she can keep beyond the gift. You know, I mean, she'll have the gift, but then she can use it for other things. If you're going to take her away somewhere, it's the presentation, like how you do it. Maybe you could even get, you know, we ruled out photos, but maybe if there's one picture that you both like, you could get two copies, give her one, and then also show her that you have the same one because you like this memory so much.
What about one of those best friend bracelet necklace things where each person gets half
a heart?
Yeah.
Or, you know, and it could be something like Jessica saying, not Jeff, but that has to do with the beginning of your relationship, that, you know, kind of to remind each other why you're together in the first place, especially if you're fighting right now.
Exactly. So if you're going to give her flowers, don't just have them delivered with the vase that the florist gives.
Mm-hmm.
Go find something that's special and present it and say, you know, I found this vase because it goes with your kitchen and you can use it, so that she continues to think about you beyond the gift and that you were thoughtful and you put more into it than just making a call.
Can you also purchase a star for her from the star registry?
I think that's cute.
Nothing says I love you than to look up at the sky
and see your own.
And for $49.95.
Oh my God, what if your wife for you?
Stacy knows better than to get me a star for Valentine's Day.
I mean, I would take anything at this point. A star sounds fantastic.
I'm going to get Wendy a star, but I'm going to name it Single on Valentine's Day.
Aww.
That's going to be the name of the star.
Super. That's the constellation?
Yes. Yeah. I'll get a whole bunch of stars.
I mean, if you had a gift certificate hanging on your wall, if it was, what star would it be that might be named after you or somebody in your family?
What?
Didn't you have one?
Leslie got me one.
Okay.
She used to be the boss. Did you get me one?
No.
Are you testing me right now? Okay.
Oh, crap. That almost got uncomfortable.
I should have gone with that. Bert, you don't remember.
Leslie Fram got you one?
Yeah.
For what?
I don't know. And like 2 days beforehand, we were on the air ripping on like the star registry.
Yeah.
And I don't think she heard it. And she got I think it was a birthday gift.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Yeah.
So there's a star up there named Bert.
Bert, yeah.
Have you not seen the... Anyway, I remember seeing
it. It shines bright. It's a little itty-bitty star.
Stop it.
It's a little,
really?
It's the smallest star in the sky. But it's up there.
But like, you know, I do want to tell guys, like, for instance, one of the things I got... Katie that I was proud to give her. Like, you reminded me of it with the vase thing. Like, Katie and I actually met at Bitterball at Vision, believe it or not. And when Vision closed, I, and Jeff helped me with this, got one of the champagne buckets. And that's what I gave her flowers in 1 year, is in that champagne bucket,
that's
because
good.
It symbolized where we first met. That's
and I cute. Think, so, just into tying the Q100 thing, I'm pretty sure it's the one that Andy West threw up in after
exactly.
drinking the bubbles.
That's right, because it personalized the whole thing. It had so much meaning.
We could have done this for hours, so we'll do it again tomorrow morning.
Okay,
you're going to be in here tomorrow morning anyway, right?
Yeah, I'm going to be in here tomorrow morning, and I have a lot more gift ideas and sales and deals and, you know, where you can actually kind of go out and buy these things if you're looking for something
okay. Okay, cool, because I know a lot of guys are scrambling right now and they still are clueless on what to do, so we'll do that again tomorrow morning.
This is The Bird Show.